Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Bob Grant. Good morning, America. This is Howard Miller, once again back in the pleasant surroundings of WBBM, the CBS affiliate here in the city of Chicago. Having closed 2 weeks at the Chicago Theater, we're all set to get back in the right track doing a studio show again. Except, of course, our usual format calls for visiting a great celebrity of the show world from a foreign port. And so today we have, I think, one of the outstanding gentlemen of show business. Not only is he a tremendous talent, but he's just a great, great guy. You'll think so, too, after you hear the story from his own lips. The story of Nat King Cole speaking from the Claypool Hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana. So stand by, world, for the story of a great star. Right now, we're going to listen to some music by the King, one that he made for Capitol not too many months ago that rapidly became the number one bestseller across the country, and it couldn't happen to a more deserving young fella. So here's Nat King Cole and A Blossom Fell.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night the blossom fell and touched two lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lie.
Nat King Cole, one of the great talents of our land, with a recent bestseller of his called A Blossom Fell. Once upon a time, not too long ago, one of the teenagers here in the city of Chicago asked me how I would describe Mr. Cole's voice, and I said that to me it was very much like liquid velvet. And I think that's just about the way that it does sound, the way it comes out from those lips of his, which are about as talented, I think, as any set of lips that have ever been given to mankind. Well, of course, we're here for the Wrigley Spearmint Gum people, you know, and this weekend marks a real long and swell holiday. I'm certain that the Wrigley people would, first of all, be much more interested in your well-being than they would be in the sale of their product. And I'm certain that while they didn't instruct me so, they'd want me to say to you, you have a glorious weekend, but please be careful. If you drive, if you go swimming, if you go to your summer home, please don't become a statistic. Now, you be a real wise person and take good care of yourself. But now on my own, I'd like to say, why don't you increase the enjoyment of those swell 3 days that you're going to have, Saturday and Sunday and Monday, by always having at your good right hand a wonderful package of refreshing, delicious, and wholesome Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You know, it'll add to the flavor, it'll add to the whole treat of the festive weekend if you can, like a good American custom, say to your best friend, here, have a stick of gum. But you make certain that you make it Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, because there's nothing finer, nothing more delicious, more wholesome, more refreshing. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You'll like it. Everyone does. Well, now let's switch our lines all the way down to Indianapolis, Indiana. We're waiting in his big suite in a very delightful hotel. We've stayed there many times, and it certainly is a great pleasure to do so. The Claypool Hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana, where Nat King Cole is headlining a great cast of stars, performing before the throngs who are milling around the fairgrounds of the Indiana State Fair. Mr. Cole, first of all, I want to apologize getting you up so early this morning when you were up so late last night.
That's okay, Howard. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Nat, let's start way, way back when it first began here in the city of Chicago, about, 15, 18 years ago, when you were a football player, fullback, I think, for Wendell Phillips High School.
That's right.
And where were you born, Nat?
Well, Howard, I was born in Montgomery, Alabama, and my family moved to Chicago when I was 4 years old.
The reason your daddy moved is, of course, the fact that he was a Baptist minister and he received the call from a Chicago church.
That's right.
And then, of course, you spent most of your adolescent years right here in the Windy City. And when was it that you first found that you were more suited for show business than for the ministry, Nat?
Well, I tell you what, I started playing the piano about 4 years old, to be exact. My first little number was a little thing called Yes, We Have No Bananas. And I think I got the feeling then. I was quite young, but as I progressed through school, I became more interested in music as well as sports. And so as I got a little older, I made a big decision. I said, well, I'll either have to take up one of these things seriously now. And I sort of fell in love with the music side. And I organized a little high school band around Wendell Phillips. We used to play all the little prom dates on the weekends.
Yes.
And following that, I decided to sort of make a career out of it. In fact, I wanted to become a band leader, but I tried that unsuccessfully for a few years, and after I finished high school, I went on the road with a little show, and we got stranded out in California. And that's how it all began with the old King Cole Trio.
Yes, well, actually, Nat, your career was well underway as a great musician in this country before you found that you also had a singing talent, didn't it?
Well, that I didn't even think I had. In fact, that came about really by accident, because when I did organize the King Cole Trio in 37, I found that the customers did like my piano playing, but they wanted to sort of hear something, a little singing once in a while, and I just decided to just entertain by being nice, and I stuck my neck out, and I found myself singing more and more because they started requesting more tunes.
Yes.
But I had no idea that it would end up being a vocal, really.
Well, actually, now it has become that, hasn't it, Nat, because you are a featured vocalist, much more so than a featured piano player, but you must still have a longing to sit down at the keyboard, and I know that you include it in your repertoire at all shows, don't you?
Yes, I do, Howard. In fact, I still have a great fond admiration for the piano because, I don't know, it's one of those things that I just feel like I know that thing pretty well. In fact, I just finished in Hollywood a new piano album, something I haven't attempted in a long time. I just made 16 sides on a 12-inch thing that's going to be released sometime late this fall, and I'm sure it's going to surprise a few of the younger fans who don't associate me with the piano hardly at all.
Well, no, I think you're underestimating yourself, Nat. I think that all the teenagers, along with all the adults, know that you are a tremendous talent at the piano as well as singing. It's just that, of course, you're so much featured singing that they come to expect that. Now, the album will what, be just you at the piano, or do you have a trio with you?
Well, I have a trio, plus Nelson Riddle Orchestra is accompanying me on the in the background.
Oh, that must be an exciting
thing.
In
fact, while we were at Chicago at the Shea Brewery not so long ago, we started making them there.
Uh-huh.
And made about 8 of them in Chicago, and I just finished the other 8 just last week in Hollywood. So I'm quite proud of it now, but it was quite a tough job. I think singing is much easier now. I didn't realize what I was getting into.
Yes. Well, Nat, that's not the only thing that you can be proud of. You're a man who has contributed so much to mankind by your great spiritual goodness, by your contribution to music, that I don't think the world will ever stop accepting Nat King Cole as one of the great men of our era in the world of music, believe me.
Well,
Nat, you have a another record that now has hit the charts. The charts, of course, being an expression to the unindoctrinated, the unwashed public, which means it's a bestseller. And this makes about, 1,274 records in a row that Nat King Cole has hit the jackpot with. Let's listen to it. Nat King Cole is capital record of My One Sin.
If it's wrong wanting you as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you. If it's wrong to desire lips that set me on fire, And my one sin in life is loving you. You're my temptation, my heaven, my bliss. I never knew love could thrill me like this. So if it's wrong wanting you heart and soul as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you. My heaven, my bliss. I never knew love could thrill me like this. So if it's wrong wanting you heart and soul as I do, then my one sin in life is loving you.
Well, I don't know about you, but as for me, that's my favorite recording artist, and I say that unqualifiedly. That's Mr. Nat King Cole, to me the greatest guy on the old black magic of shellac. Mr. Cole with his newest for Capitol called My One Sin. Nat, I want to say again, thanks very, very much for taking time away from the Indiana State Fair down there at the Claypool Hotel to be with us this morning on our Wrigley show.
Well, Howard, I really enjoyed it, sincerely, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when I get to Chicago on the 16th of this month.
Well, you will, too. Let's give a fat old plug to the Chicago Theater. You follow Patty Page in there, don't you?
Yeah, I hope I could do as well as you did. They tell me you did a sensational job, and I'm really happy.
Well, if talent has any concern in the matter, if I did $150,000, you'll do $792,000. Thanks very, very much, Nat. We'll be looking forward to your opening at the Chicago Theater, which all Chicago is looking forward to, the entire Middle West, on the 16th of this month. Thank you very, very much, and please give my best love to your good wife, will you?
I certainly will, Howard.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Nat King Cole from the Claypool Hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, remember, please, the one message that we want you to carry away from this show with you today is please be careful over the weekend. That's the message of the Wrigley Spearmint Gum, folks. And my own personal message is increase the enjoyment of your weekend by taking Wrigley Spearmint with you, will you? This is Howard Miller. We'll see you Monday at the same time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You have just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at the same time when his guest will be Rosemary Clooney and her husband, Jose Ferrer. This is the CBS Radio Network.